You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I caught up with Māori Party co-leader Debbie Nārewa-Packer to hear about how the transition into Parliament had been going for her and the party. We talked about her and Rāwiri Waititi's call to recognise te tiriti or waitangi in the parliamentary oath, how grassroots cultural change within the House and parliamentary processes can happen, and what goals Debbie has for this term. Here is Debbie Nārewa-Packer from the Māori Party. Since the final election results were announced last month, I'm sure it's been a very busy time for you. How have you found this time transitioning into being an MP and being in Parliament?
Kia ora. It's gone really quickly because, I mean, you know, we were hoping for the best, but hadn't really, you know, once what I already got in, hadn't really thought it was going to go as well as things landed. So we're still transitioning from mahi and things that I have in Taranaki and, of course, setting up office, finding staff, and very quickly getting inducted and understanding the tikanga of Parliament, but also looking for the opportunities that we can, you know, make sure our culture and who we are is in there as well. So it's been a really, really busy month.
Yeah, and a really exciting time, I'm sure, because the Māori Party was out of Parliament for a term and now you're back in with two representatives following the final election results, which I'm sure was a really exciting moment. What will the Māori Party bring to Parliament this term?
Well, I think probably in the month we've probably brought a really positive but probably quite provocative disruption to how things have been. And, you know, we saw it at the swearing-in where, we know that the oath is quite prescriptive, but we use innovative ways to be able to acknowledge the Tuhi partnership here at Aotearoa. I think, you know, we've made sure that, and you'll see it, I don't know if you had a look at us with the maiden speech you said, but we've also made it an approachable place so that our wing, our officers have been open for rangatahi, open for whānau to come through, and so they can be very much a part of this culture. And I think what we will bring is hopefully more culture, more Māori culture, but more Māori culture not as in ceremonial, as in day-to-day, as in grassroots, and people can look into there and affiliate and find that relevance and connection.
How do you think, as you just said, ensuring that Māori culture is part of Parliament, not just in a ceremonial way, how do you make it grassroots?
I think, first of all, I think we're raising things that haven't been said or seen before, and not necessarily not doing it because don't want to, that just haven't been challenged in a different way. Both Rāwiri and I have worked in mainstream Māori for the last 20 years, so hopefully we bring that intel and that insight that we see within our day-to-day life as Māori being our mainstream, you know, positioning. And I think Rāwiri, he said it so well when he said, "Now I know how Pākehā feel when they come onto the marae." And I think, you know, what we've really got to be mindful of is that, you know, these traditions here, but there's some things that are here because I've just been there and no one's actually questioned, well, why can't we do this? And I think it would just be really important to, you know, look at our physical environment and ask ourselves, is this who we are today? So there's lots of things we've seen in the first month. We thought, oh, but, you know, we ask different parliamentary services, but why is it done like that? And I just don't think they've been asked those questions before.
Yeah, and it is one of those things that to say, like, tradition's so funny because it is so, like, we just keep doing it because everybody did it beforehand. So we just keep going because that's the way people did it in the past, and it isn't really questioned or thought about being modernised.
That's right. And my parents came from an era and that, yeah, you just followed. I think I'm probably caught into the bridge where I am around a lot of young ones, and they're like, why? Well, would it be more practical to do this? It doesn't make sense. And I just keep thinking, no, it doesn't. So somebody explain to me why. So I think as we also bring different, cultural thinking, different age thinking, different stages of life, it's probably, you know, these are, and you can see it in the House. There's such a different diversity. So I see it. I see there's been changes and great changes for mums and whānau. And so I think we need to keep, talking and engaging and having, more changes for us as Māori. I put a real whittle in my maiden speech to say, can somebody tell me why we're celebrating people who were who committed atrocities and used Parliament for all the wrong reasons and used their powers to create evil? And I think, that's, is that who we are in 2020? So I think we'll consistently disrupt and ask things. And, we don't expect to get our own way, but I hope we start conversations. And quite often that's what creates change, really, isn't it?
Now, I just wanted to talk quickly about the call to update the parliamentary oath, which you did mention before.
Yep.
There has been a lot of news around it. You've been making headlines, as you said, which is awesome. Could you speak a little bit about why it is important that this particular thing is changed?
Well, first of all, again, I think it's like we're just finished speaking.
Mm.
We've changed. We're a much younger nation, thank goodness, and we've learned a lot more about ourselves. So it is about respecting one treaty partner in the oath, but it's actually completely forgetting the other. And I see it all the time. I saw it in the young ones leading climate strike. I see it in the young ones that led Black Lives Matter. And they absolutely inspire me, because what they're saying is, they're just so comfortable. They're so comfortable as with tangata whenua. They're so comfortable as tangata whenua. And they really get that it's the strength of unity that's going to make us such a stronger nation. And I think that we now need to be less insecure about both parties and both partners. So that's, I think, the oath needs to reflect us. It needs to reflect the tiriti. And to be honest, there's not a lot in the House that I see that reflects that at all. And I think that's what's quite shocking as well. But we need to push it, and I would say 75% of those who swore in, swore in the reo, which is just amazing. It was just so humbled and so grateful and just so natural, and it wasn't just our Pākehā whanaunga, it was our Pacifica whanaunga, our India whanaunga, our African. I just keep thinking, wow, look at this. So the goodwill is not with us. Us is living. Peoples in Aotearoa want to, but actually we've got these static documents. So they had to change to us who are living. We're an organic people, and I think Parliament needs to be more organic and more organic quickly.
Fantastic. Now, yeah. I've just asked one last question. Do you have any specific goals that you'd like to achieve this term? Obviously, we've talked a little bit about, creating reason for cultural change within the House, but is there anything sort of specifically that the Māori Party would like to have happen over the next 3 years?
I think definitely from a policy perspective, I'm intent on stopping seabed mining coming into Aotearoa, and I'm intent on stopping a particular application that TTR have and that we're in the courts with at the moment. So I guess there's probably three things. I'm really intent on using our influence and relationships to make lives easier for those who are struggling, who are enduring poverty. And because if they can afford to live, they're well. And if they're well, they can learn. If they learn, they can earn. The second thing is to, again, be really emphatic about climate change and climate justice, and making sure that we as Aotearoa are front footing that, and we have a huge opportunity like we did with nuclear, and is to lead and show the rest of the world. But I think the third thing that we want to do is address a lot of systemic racism that I think makes us as peoples of Aotearoa quite ashamed. And we need to dismantle and undo that. And that includes the likes of Oranga Tamariki. Now, we don't want to be a nation. I don't know a single person that wants to be living in a nation that has its first port of call is uplifting Māori babies instead of, doing things so much better and so much more humane. So, and that, Māori are the only race that have to wait 5 to 6 years to swap from one role to another, from, general to Māori. There's a lot of things. We had 50,000 more people, more Māori, vote in the last elections. We need to remove the barriers that are only applied to us as a race, and that, again, this is a racist legislation I'd like to undo, racist policies I'd like to stop, and systemic racism. A lot, but it all sort of rolls into one thing, looking after our people and our planet.
That was Māori Party co-leader Debbie Nārewa-Packa speaking on her party's re-entrance into Parliament.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.